For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing over a Missouri court order allowing some Kansas City area evictions to continue during the coronavirus pandemic. The ACLU yesterday filed a lawsuit in federal court. The organization is fighting a Jackson County Circuit Court order allowing some evictions to continue, even against people asking for leniency because of the pandemic. The order still allows evictions if tenants don't ask for leniency, or the eviction is based on tenants breaking the law, damaging property, or violating a contract. A spokesperson says the court can't comment on the pending lawsuit. Missouri Governor Mike Parson held his first official press conference yesterday since he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He says he is still asymptomatic and his wife, Teresa, is no longer experiencing symptoms but is still isolating at their home in Bolivar. The governor remains in the governor's mansion. Parson says he will resume his regular schedule Monday. He addressed what's next for the legislature, too. He says the most pressing issue is the supplemental budget. It's likely lawmakers will be back next month to get to work on it. Kansas City's police chief says his department would have to cut staff by 400 people, close divisions, and eliminate services to meet proposed budget cuts due to the coronavirus. The Kansas City Star reports that Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith wrote in a blog post that the cuts would be, quote, devastating. All city departments, including police, were asked to provide scenarios for what an estimated 11% budget cut would look like. At issue is a $60 million decline in tax revenue created by the fallout from the coronavirus. A federal judge has tossed out a lawsuit filed by St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner and blasted her claims that she was a victim of a coordinated and racist conspiracy aimed at forcing her from office. Gardner is the city's elected prosecutor and claimed in the suit that, quote, entrenched interests were intentionally impeding her efforts to reform racist practices that have led to the loss of trust in the criminal justice system. U.S. District Judge John Ross wrote that Gardner's lawsuit, quote, can be best described as a conglomeration of unrelated claims and conclusory statements supported by very few facts, which do not plead any recognizable cause of action. Kansas City leaders are introducing a new four-part plan that they hope will help the city reduce its burgeoning crime rate. Mayor Quentin Lucas introduced Reform Project KC during a news conference yesterday that was attended by dozens of public officials and community organizers. The four pillars of the program are prevention, intervention, enforcement, and administrative reforms. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.